Is there more discussion of this agenda item? Then we can proceed to unfinished business. I prepared a draft motion based on what Ms. Burden had talked about in a prior meeting, and I understand that she primarily wants discussion in this meeting. But for the purposes of having that discussion, Ms. Burden, do you have a copy of my draft or any change that you want to make to it?
No, I think that will serve fine to start a discussion.
And do you have a copy, or should I read it?
I do have a copy. Motion from Carolyn Burden that the PNB Elections Committee move its meetings to a free teleconferencing system wherever feasible, so as to save the foundation from this expense. Toll charges for the use of such systems may apply to callers.
So, would you care to motivate the motion?
Yes, I would. I first brought this up some time ago because several issues. One, of course, is the cost of the foundation, which it turns out is considerable. The foundation pays during election season, which we're in now, between $1,800 and $2,000 a month in PNB and committee calls. And the elections committee happens to be one of the more expensive ones. We cost about $600 per month recently. The calls are billed at 5 cents per minute per person. Four cents and change, rounded up to five, I believe. And it can get very expensive. PNB, of course, with a large committee, is the most expensive, but depending on who's on, it can get expensive. Now, some of the details of how that's computed, I haven't gone into, but I do have some questions about that. But my concern was that since we're all volunteers and we all expect to contribute something to the foundation, I wondered if it were possible for us to pay for our own telephone calls to the foundation, to use one of the several free services that are on the internet that allowed us to do teleconferencing. Ring 2 is the system that the foundation uses, and that is the one that is charging close to 5 cents per minute per person. But there are several others, and some of them are free. They do not cost anything except the long-distance call. In other words, we're dialing into an 800 number, 877 number. But there are services in which there's no cost to anyone except the caller. Now, the problem is, of course, that some people cannot afford this. The foundation at one point did have a dual system whereby you could use your own phone or you could use the foundation's free number. And it turns out that the cost to the foundation was almost the same. There was a toll charge that was being assessed for people using their own phones to call into that Ring 2 system. So that did not save the foundation any money, and it cost listeners, you know, money besides. So I looked at several different companies, and it turns out that there are tiers of information. The basic services are free. Several companies have perfectly free except for the long distance charge, and that is not a problem. Then if you want other services, those are available. You can even have them web streamed or recorded. The advantage, I think, to using for a committee to use one of these services is that the committee would then get a report of who is on the call, and in fact, for one or two of the services with a small charge, the person convening the meeting could know at any time who was on the call. For another surcharge, individuals would be paying for the call, but there is a flat fee to the company, and the convener would know at any moment who was on the call, who was muted. And for a much higher fee, we could even have the privilege of what they call conference mode, which is to silence everybody except the speaker, put everybody on mute, and go in and out whenever the convener wants to do that. So there are various tiers, but the basic question is, do we want to spend our own money? I've thought about this in terms of people who cannot afford this or for whom it really is a huge expense. And I'm wondering if perhaps we could not go into a teleconferencing system and then have people who wanted to do so bill the foundation for their expenses every month, send in a copy of their phone bills to the conference calls, whatever calls they had logged into, and then be reimbursed by the foundation. I think that would probably save the foundation quite a bit because many people would be willing to absorb that cost and not bill the foundation. And I think that is a major issue that we need to talk about and discuss and see if we want to go forward or not on that.
Okay, shall we construct a stack on this issue? Is there members who wish to be on the stack?
Serene for the stack.
Deb Schaffner.
Anyone else? Ms. Roberts is recognized.
Yeah, you know, as I know that when we first started under the new bylaws, I, in fact, was the one who asked them to. They used to send out toll-free numbers, and I'd, in fact, sent to the national board, and it was then adopted, and we started as a practice having both a number where you can pay the cost of the call or call a toll-free call. And we moved away from that system to another system. Some people still use the old system, but most people, I think, are on the new system. I don't know what the cost is, but I am opposed to asking people in addition to their time. So I think that even people who aren't paying for the call are, in fact, contributing to the foundation, in addition to their time and their service on the local boards and on various committees, to also pay the cost of the calls. I think we are creating a two-tier system. And I think we're creating what could very well be a bookkeeping nightmare to ask the folks in the national office to keep track of which 10 people or 5 people on any of the, you know, 10 calls that we may have every month actually use the toll-free number, use the number where they need to be reimbursed, which means that I've got to make sure, let's say I'm using someone else's landline, I have to make sure I get a copy of their bill so I can properly bill the foundation. And I don't think, I understand the motivation. I've often asked about the cost of governance on this level. There are many costs associated with governance, this new governance system. I think that it is something that we can ask the folks in the National Finance Office to look into in terms of finding the most cost-effective way for us to continue to conduct business, but to ask members to either pay for the calls themselves or to create some sort of elaborate billing system that folks then have to plow through and wait for reimbursement, it doesn't seem practical to me.
Okay, the member has suggested a possible substitute if we get to that stage. And that would be referral or request to the National Finance Office look into it. Ms. Shafto.
I just wanted to say that I have Skype. It's a computer generated or operated through your computer. Most of us have, the necessary connections to run it. It costs $30 a year, and it doesn't require detailed billing explanations or anything else for those who couldn't afford it. $30 per year, and I'm sure the network would save enormous amounts of money. You use it as often as you wish, as long as you wish.
As a point of information, may I ask what members on the call now are not at a computer?
I'm not. I'm in a car.
That's one. So Skype would not be available to a person not at their computer, I think.
So it would not be available to a person not on their computer, and they could call in on a number.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there more discussion of this item? Then we have to decide how we are to dispose of it, either to consider the motion, to consider a substitute, refer or postpone.
Hello.
who wishes to be recognized?
This is Teresa. I was muted. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Allen.
I do want to weigh in. I frequently nod up my computer, and I really would like to save the foundation money. It's frustrating me to think that the service that offered the option of calling in on your own phone or using the 800 number, the choice, was just as expensive as the one that was just the 800 number. I'm wondering if we can't maybe investigate those options a little bit more to see if there is another option, because I don't want to deny the opportunity to be involved to anyone that's low income. And my phone calls with my service, long distance service, are 7 cents a minute right now. I'm doing a local telephone conference call for a subcommittee or work group at 9 o'clock, at which I can use my husband's mobile phone free of charge because it's after 9. But we often don't have that option, so I'm still looking for some options. And I think that both Serene and Carolyn have some good points. I just haven't heard the answer that I need yet to change the system.
Carolyn?
Go ahead, Ms. Burton.
Yes, I think there are some technical details, and I think that looking into, for instance, how we could mesh Skype with another system for people not on computers, I would like to look into that. I'm tempted to ask the Technical Advisory Committee for some advice. I don't know if they need another task, but I'll be glad to look into it and perhaps consult with people who know the technology a little bit better and write some of this up. So perhaps if we could postpone consideration of this until the next meeting, I would appreciate it, and perhaps I can gather some more technical details that will help us satisfy both camps, as it were.
Okay, the chair's heard several members express the need for more information. If the maker is willing to research that, then we can postpone. Also, it could be referred to the National Finance Committee for requests for foundation look into, and I will point out that the National Office does have a technology person who's probably working with the Technology Committee who could discuss the Skype issue. Mr. Letter, did you wish to be recognized?
Yes. I just wanted to add to what Teresa said that I think it might be useful to research a little bit more whether the option of a dual system that I realize that at least this one company, although they offered people to pay their own individual charge or to get the toll-free, it ended up not saving Pacifica any money, but perhaps there's a competitive company that would actually end up saving money. So if that topic could also be researched, that might be very useful.
I will be glad to look into that. I did talk, however, to someone in the National Office who did the original research and then compared the list. And the reason that they abandoned that was because they could not find a way to make it work. I don't know how many companies they looked at, and I'll certainly inquire. But I don't think the National Finance Office has any more information to give about options. I think what they can do is provide what they've already done, and that is the actual cost we've been incurring under the present system. So I'll be glad to write that up and bring it back to the committee.
Okay. Is there any objection to the maker's offer to postpone consideration? Hearing no objection. This item continues on the agenda for the next meeting.
Thank you.
And we proceed to new business. The chair knows of no new business, but the floor is open if a member wishes to add new business to the agenda. Does a member wish to be recognized? Then our agenda work having been completed, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Who's the maker of that motion?
Shafto.
Say again?
Shafto. Deb Shafto.
Shafto. Okay. Is there any discussion of the motion to adjourn? Is there any objection to the motion to adjourn? At 6:41 Pacific time, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Good meeting.